Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson. Hava Nick. Gila Weber.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment. The Bay Area Betches. Betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Ellie Grant. The Grantmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, a cartoon on YouTube, and joining me, as usual, is the wonderful and handsome and lovely Ronnie Karam of the Rose Bricks podcast. What's going on, Ronnie?
That's me. Hi, what's going on, baby?
Oh, I'm just sitting here. It's Tuesday. We are like a week and a half away from our doubleheader show, Friday night Portland, Saturday night Phoenix. So everyone be sure to go get tickets for those. We are excited for both shows. We haven't announced what we're going to be covering, but we'll probably be announcing that very soon. I mean, there's so much good stuff on Bravo that honestly, you really can't go wrong. So go to watchercrappens.com to get tickets for those two shows, as well as many others. But right now, let's just focus on that, because those shows are next week, yo! And then also get your merchandise there. There's a Goodbye Kyle t-shirts and whatever else you want to make out of that. Those are all available at watchercrappens.com.
Yo! So today, on Vanderpump Rules, Katie's an asshole and she deserves everything she's about to get from us.
Yeah, Katie, we had some like vintage Katie happening here. You know, she's done a good job over the past few years of keeping her tequila Katie on the inside. She has tried to control that beast, but finally, after years of waiting, it came out and made me so happy to see her be like that.
Yeah, this season's theme is pretending not to be alcoholics anymore, which I find kind of hilarious because this is like a big episode where James is obviously lying about how much he's drinking. Then Katie's been lying, like she doesn't drink any, you know, she hasn't said she doesn't drink, but she's been keeping that tequila Katie at bay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, welcome back, you horrible monster of a human being, because, you know, I don't like when people change their personalities for a while and then they're nice. And then, you know, people are like, why are you being so mean to that person? They're nice. And I'm like, no, they're not. I have the memory of an elephant.
Yeah.
Elephants remember shit, right? Is that elephants who remember shit?
Elephants, elephants never forget, apparently. According to someone who coined that phrase, they don't forget. You know?
I'm like Dumbo, okay?
By the way, has anyone ever proven that elephants don't forget? You know who doesn't forget? Crows. Crows don't forget. They remember your face.
Is that true?
It's true. That's why you should never piss off a crow, because, you piss off a crow, the crow is always going to remember you, and every time it sees you, it's going to attack you, okay? That's a true story.
Leave the crows alone, okay?
I met my crota, gents.
My crota.
good. Yeah, crows never forget. And, you know, I think, why are we talking about crows and elephants? Oh, because you don't forget.
Yeah, because you forgot why we were talking about them.
I never said I was the elephant here. I never crowed out on this.
Okay, well, let's just drop it before this marriage ends, because you don't pay attention to me when I'm talking about elephants.
I was trying
Katie,
to.
The only reason you're still married is because that man doesn't pay attention to you. If he listened to half the shit you said, he would have been out of there a long time ago. I'll tell you that right now, ma'am.
I have to say, what I also enjoyed about this episode was not only Katie finally fighting with Tom not on text, but just like the constant neglect that Schwartz showed for his wife was hilarious to me. Like, all episode long. And you know it's got to happen. Like, it's not just this episode. You know it probably happens on a daily basis. Ugh, it was hilarious.
Well, that's how I am. And you know what? If you're sitting on the couch doing laundry all the time, you're not exactly commanding attention, okay? Laundry yeah. folder on the couch. Laundry like, folder. I'm even mad at her for folding her own laundry.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah. So the episode opens up with some Trixie Monocle music that was like, oh, it's a beautiful life, which is like not to be confused with the Ace of Base song. It's a beautiful life, it's a beautiful life.
Or the film, It's a Beautiful Life, where everybody dies from that disease called the Holocaust. Now, that was not a beautiful life kind of a movie, okay? Principessa!
No, but now that I think about it, could you imagine if that's what the Ace of Base song was based off of? They're like, you know what? Because why don't we do a song about that movie? Because it was so good. That's my Swedish voice impersonation.
I cried at the end. Oh!
All that she wants is another tank. She's gone tomorrow.
All that she wants is another bubba. Hey.
Their music is heavily influenced by Roberto Benigni.
Principessa! Okay, guys. We have serious things to discuss today.
Yeah.
Okay, by the way, we're doing this on TV Party. Hi, TV Party. And the after play is on Crappens On Demand. Hi, Crappens On Demand. Now, here's the problem. The Crappens On Demand thing we record on Google Hangouts, right? And it's been pretty reliable, I have to say. Thanks, Google. But if you click on one of our faces, then it stops switching back and forth when it hears a sound. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now I'm having to manually switch back and forth.
Well, just click on the face again. It'll go back to what it was.
But it doesn't, because look. Okay, now you talk.
Blah, 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 blah.
Still me in the camera.
Did you click on... Are you sure? Did you click?
No.
Do it again. Do it again.
What do you mean? Click on your face two times?
No. Whose face is it locked on right now?
Mine.
So did you click on the face again?
There's nothing clicked. But now here, I'll click on my face. Okay.
And it should unlock itself. But
I click on my didn't.
It didn't. All right. Well, so this is going to have to be a crossroad in your life right now.
It is.
Whether you're going to be the DJ, the video DJ, the director in the control booth of our video on demand.
I'm just warning the people who are watching this on video that if you hear Ben talking but just see my face kind of looking at a wall, that's why.
That's fine. I think everyone would be perfectly fine with that.
Okay, so let's get started. Trixie Monocle. It's a beautiful life.
Yeah. So then we see Tom doing something that I used to do in my youth, which was hang shirts up on the perfect pull-up rack in the door frame. Because there was a period of time when I had one of those. It never worked, and it just added wear and tear to my door jams.
I've ruined many a door with those stupid pull-up things. Like, you can't just start doing pull-ups when you're overweight. You have to wait till you lose some weight and then do pull-ups, or you'll take down your whole house. I think I have foundation problems from trying to do pull-ups like 5 years ago.
I have never been able to successfully do a pull-up. I just have, like, weird lack of back strength, and turns out that having a perfect pull-up does not help that at all. It just, but it was nice having a little thing to hang shirts on after you're done ironing them. You know, have a little rack, turn your living room into the dry cleaners for a second there. I did enjoy that. I kind of miss having that. I don't have any options for my shirts these days.
Everybody's getting ready to go to this Tom opening, otherwise known as A Glimpse into the Genius of Nicolas
Maestro.
So everyone's getting ready. And Ariana's teaching YouTube in her mind how to do a fake jawline.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom is, dressing like Snoopy. But yeah. I don't think Tom watches the Peanuts because in his mind it's very sexual. You know, it's like very sexy, the Peanuts gang. And I just don't know that outfit was meant to be sexualized.
Wait, I need clarification on how he was sexualizing Peanuts.
Sexy, so he was like, yeah, I'm putting on my white suit and my goggles.
Sexy Snoopy.
My sexy Snoopy goggles.
He's about to get on top of the doghouse.
And match my shoes.
About to fly his doghouse into a World War I fight.
Yes, actually, Katie should have flown. Bubba should have been flying a doghouse.
Bubba Schmidt. But the thing is this, though, it's like Tom Sandoval is totally Snoopy because Tom Schwartz is totally Woodstock.
Oh, you're right. He really right? is.
Like Woodstock.
Charlie Brown. They're just all in my head, and I never even really see them.
I don't know who Charlie Brown would be in Vanderpump Rules. It'd probably be Jax.
I think Guillermo.
Yeah. Except Jax is like a little too self-assured to be Charlie Brown. Jax is probably like... Linus with his little safety blanket, except instead of a safety blanket, it's probably like a cum rag or something like that. And he's just, I don't know who Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown's probably James, actually. James fits the Charlie Brown profile the closest, I would have to say.
That was so disgusting. I just left this podcast.
That I turned Jax into like a horny.
A flying cum rag? That's disgusting. I'm never going to get that out of my head again. Okay.
Fine. Jax's pig pen. How about that? Jax's pig pen. And then I think that, like...
Jax's pig pen, yeah.
I don't know who the woman grabbed onto, to be honest. Like, Katie is probably Peppermint Patty. Let's be honest.
No, Katie is not Peppermint Patty. Peppermint Patty is Ariana, duh. Katie is Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy. And then Sally is probably, like... Is Stassi Sally?
And James is Schroeder.
I think James is more the most like Charlie Brown, to be honest. I think that hit, like... Schroeder's actually very Tom Sandoval, to be honest.
No.
Because I could see Tom Sandoval sitting at a piano, you know?
Yeah, just plinking. But if Schroeder could actually play the piano, Tom Sandoval can't play the piano, I don't think. I mean, maybe he can. What do I know?
I don't know. I think we've run out of... I don't know who would be a good... I don't know who Schroeder is.
You know what we're doing right now? We're avoiding talking about this episode. Why? Why did it affect us like
this? Well, I think
this?
We're
refusing to talk about what happened on Vanderpump Rules. I mean...
I think we're making a very compelling analogy, and I think everyone was probably very happy that we finally figured out who Peppermint Patty was, truly, in the Vanderpump Rules universe. So anyway, so Tom
is... Kristen is all the dancers at once. She's just like...
She's the Christmas tree.
Just her arms like randomly out, kind of shaking her head, bouncing her head up and down.
She's that weird Christmas tree that's like in a pot and has like three twigs on it. It's Christmas time's here.
And Lala's a little redheaded girl, but she's like totally evil to everybody.
And then Lisa Vanderpump is just wah 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 wah.
Darling, 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 darling.
So Ashley Stitch on TV Party says broken wah. So okay, so Tom Sandoval is really excited, obviously, for Tom Tom, because his name's gonna be up in lights and stuff, and he's like, you know, dude, ever since I moved to Los Angeles, like, I've had singles, I've had doubles, but never had a home run, you know, like, I was in a band, the band broke up, you know, I had some acting gigs here and there. And they show him in like Peter's movie where he's basically like, it looks like an old like Sega Saturn, you know, like video game that was on a little disc, you know. He's like, this mission is complete. And then he's like, I've never had a home run, but tonight's gonna be my home run. Which I think is funny because it's like you're on a nationally broadcast television show and you're famous because of it. It's pretty much a home run if you ask me.
But, yeah.
You know.
Oh, I like when they showed that movie clip because it was filmed on someone's balcony in NoHo. That was so funny. He's like, I've had a single. I've had a double. And then we see like his versions of like what being a star almost was. And I was like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
Like The Row was better than that.
Dude, I was on a scene in the hills. So,
yeah, I mean, now that's better, actually. I see, how many home runs do you need to hit before you're finally like, yeah, I'm a baseball player?
Well, that's the thing with baseball. You can hit a lot of home runs and still lose, you know?
Tell me about it.
Am I right? Opening day today, right? I think someone's baseball team is having opening day today. Am I right? Am I right? Luann, it's all like sports casting. So now, so we learned that Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz, of course, got matching white suits for their opening night and everything. So they're all excited and getting ready, and everyone's doing their makeup and getting ready for the big night at the bar, you know, things like that. Jax and Brittany are getting ready, you know, sniffing armpits and things.
And guess what Katie's doing? It's so shocking to see Katie doing this. I cannot even believe they showed it on television. She's sitting on the couch, okay? That's what she's doing. She's sitting on the couch staring at her husband as he, like, you know, prepares to live a life or whatever the hell he's pretending to do.
She's wearing hot pink lipstick and clearly kissed Tom on the lips right before the scene. So he has hot pink lips. And no one seems to tell him, like, hey, you've got hot pink lipstick on your big night. And she just, and Katie, in fact, doesn't even say anything. She does this on purpose because she's like, fine, if he's going to neglect me, then he's going to have me on him all night long on his night. You know, that's what she was thinking.
Yeah, because that's always how she is. So he's... So he's getting ready, and she's not mad yet, so she's doing that thing where she's going to just try and be the victim, right? Like the neglected wife. But no one's going to buy it, Katie, okay? You used up your victim card last year with your YouTube thing that happened when you were 16.
Yeah.
So this time she's, like, trying to be a victim, and it's really funny because Katie doesn't really know how to be a victim because she's the oppressor, you know? So she just pulls from the baby talk book where she just says everything in baby voice. She's like, hi, Papa. Ba-ba-ba-ba. We go party, ba-ba-ba-ba-tom-tom, ba-ba. And he's just totally ignoring her. And then it continues for this entire episode until the end where she just rips off her plastic face, but it's still her other gross face under that face. And then she's just, like, evil.
She's just, like, a monster.
Yeah.
She has, like, a reverse Halloween mask on. She actually has a human face above, on top of a monster face.
Yeah, so, it's like on Scooby-Doo where they pull off the mask of, like, the goat man or whatever, whoever has been terrifying the neighborhood. But then they pull it off, and it's just another goat man underneath that goat man.
Goat man. So, meanwhile, over at Kristen's apartment, seriously, Carter, we have to start getting ready. Seriously, seriously. And Carter's just, you know, playing video games. He's like, yeah, yeah. Clearly, he's, like, put in his token amount of, like, good boyfriend time, and now he's just back to playing Fortnite.
Yeah, he's like, I apologize to you kind of half-assedly, and the rent is now paid. It's like the second of the month where he knows that she's already paid the rent, so he can go back to playing video games until he has to apologize in 3.5 more weeks.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly.
It's like, video games will still be here when we get home.
Kristen comes flopping through in front of Fortnite, like, ooh! It's time to go. Kristen is sort of like the ducks from Duck Hunt, if you think about it, you know, like flapping away.
I used to love Duck Hunt.
And then that dog laughs at you. That's Dossie down there. I can't believe you didn't hit Kristen. Like, who are you?
So Jax is like, what the hell happened over at the restaurant, because I heard like some stuff went down. And Brittany's like, let's just say law is a bad ass. I was like, okay, Brittany, how many syllables is Brittany gonna add today? Brittany is now underwater. She sounds like someone's blowing bubbles into chocolate milk. That's how she's talking right now. I don't even understand what Brittany's trying to say.
Yeah, she's like, well, I guess that Lala had a bunch of friends in from out of town, and Raquel was talking to them and saying that Lala was being mean to her and using the dad card as an excuse. And Jax is like, I would have lost it. I would have fucking lost it if someone had said that about me.
The dad card!
The dad card.
Yeah. Okay, so then we go over to everybody talking about this, basically. And Ariana's like, you know, Tom, like, I hate to say it, but, like, really terrible things, like, happen to people all the time. And, like, what are you going to do? Like, life goes on, you know?
Yeah. Like,
that
sometimes...
cow got flung around in Twister. Did you ever hear it complaining? Did it try to beat up a hostess? No, Tom.
I mean, like, people lose people in their lives. People fall in love with people, and those people then go and spend $20,000 on a sidecar. You know, shitty things happen. And you know what?
Some days you wake up happy. Some days you wake up to realize that your boyfriend is turning into a woman before your eyes and spending all of your house money on a sidecar, Tom.
Yeah, sometimes. So Aaron is like, you know what? Being angry is a high. I'm like... Yeah, I know. That's why we have this podcast.
No,
we understand.
I'm like cracking out right now. I'm like, yeah.
I know. I'm like,
episode. I've got it like going through my veins. Like,
we're approaching episode 1000. If you don't think we're addicted to being angry, I don't know what you think of us.
People have been saying, hey, why don't you guys go to London? And I was telling Ben, I've been reading about like weird laws there. Like if you're mean to somebody, they can like have you arrested or whatever. And he's like, well, why don't you just not be mean?
He was like, I was like, Ronnie, why don't we look into doing a London show or something like that? I was like, you know, you don't have to. You could also just like not say those things. You're like, nope. It's got to come out. And watch, it'd be me the one who would get arrested, by the way.
Mask in Scooby-Doo that I was just talking about. No, yeah. I will not mask myself.
Yeah, and I'd be the one who wind up in jail for some ridiculous reason. You know, I'd be like, Ronnie, all you have to do is like not be mean, okay? And then I'm the one being like taken off by like Sergeant Gemma Pembridge. That's a very polite sergeant.
That's so funny.
Do you come with me, sir?
Gemma Pembridge. Pembridge Farms remembers.
G-I-X, it's a commercial.
Okay, so what's next?
We're at Sir.
This episode. And... Oh my God, I was just about to say, not much happens in this episode, right? But then I read my next note. And it's everybody pretending they're still working at that restaurant, you know, like Lala walking around in leather pants. By the way, no real host would ever wear leather pants. That's a lot of chafing and thighs. So anyway, and Sheena comes in and does my favorite Sheena.
I nearly choked. I just choked on my Sheena. I tried to get it out and my throat said, nope, you don't get to have your Sheena come out. Instead, I'm going to close up on you and you're going to choke. My throat was like, I'm sick of this. Uh-uh. Yeah, so they have, like, this whole, like, weird sitcom moment because Peter's, like, doing something behind the bar. And Sheena walks up and goes, my last table just closed, so I want to, like, change to go to Tom Tom. Is that okay? And then, like, Lala comes up behind, like, shoo. She's like, yeah, I want to take my pants off. And Peter's like, how about you clean these menus instead? And Sheena's like, if she wants her pants off, I want my ponytail out, so. And I'm just like, this was filmed in front of a live studio audience. Which, of
Come
course, they actually did that bit earlier this year.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are his and hers, three's company, Sheena.
Adam.
Where the kisses are Adam, Sheena, we're not in a relationship.
So then Tom's over there getting on his white suit. He's like, ba 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 ba. And Katie's like, I really hope it goes well for you tonight because, like, no offense, but you've been, like, soups dark with me. Like, you've been, like, really distant and, like, you know, it's like I feel like I'm just folding laundry on the couch all by myself these days, you know? And he's like, yeah, babe, I hope we can get some romantic shit down in Mexico. And she's like, I haven't seen him. She goes into her fucking Katie baby voice, which, yeah. You know what, everybody knows that a suicide bomber is about to blow when you hear a baby voice.
Yeah, always. Yeah, Katie just sitting there, just a lump on the couch, being like, I just wish we could spend more time together. I just feel like I don't get to see you much anymore. Oh, you already left the apartment, didn't you? Okay, never mind.
How are even your new underwear stained? Like, see this.
She has underwear Munchausens. She's actually staining her clean underwear intentionally just so she has an excuse to clean them. She has Oxy Munchausens.
Munchausen by underwear proxy, where she's staining Tom's underwear so she'll feel like she's able to care for him.
Bubba, these were clean all along. You've just been making them dirty on purpose. Katie, dead and dearest.
Katie couch and couchist.
Underwear Munchausens. So so now there's like this whole thing because Sandoval has this sidecar. It's a really, I mean, like, it's really cool. It's like a white sidecar and it has like, it's all shiny, and he got customized helmets. He got a helmet for Schwartz. And then he also got a helmet for Ariana that says Dumplin. And then ultimately, they also got a helmet for Katie that says Bubba. And so now Tom's going to go pick up Schwartz. So he's in his, like, Tom mobile. And they're, like, he's, like, getting ready. And the music's, like, all 80s movie, which I really liked. It felt like, you know, like they're going to the prom or something. So they go, like, Tom Sandoval shows up at the apartment. And it's, like, a big Tom love moment. And the entire time I kept thinking, this is so cute. They're in their white suits and their white sidecar with their white helmets. But, like, in, like, a minute, aren't they all going to be totally dirty? I mean, these are the roads of Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's true. But I think they were only going like two blocks or something, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
Well, they went on a weird route, by the way. I was tracking.
Well, wouldn't you? You're in a sidecar. I mean, you can get killed by a person on a bird.
I know. Well, that was the funny thing. So then Tom Schwartz is like, "Oh, you got me gloves. I love gloves. Oh, you got me goggles. I love goggles." You know, he's excited by everything. And then they like take off, and there were literally like three teenagers on like bird scooters, like behind them, clearly outpacing them.
So then Kristen is they actually let her into TomTom, right? And she's shocked that she wasn't like blocked. Like, she was shocked that TSA didn't stop her. Like, "No, ma'am, I'm sorry, you're on a watch list."
She basically she brought like a gallon of water through TSA. That was like the high that she had.
You know, I've been trying that for years.
I know.
I felt like that was at me, so I thank you for that.
It actually wasn't. It wasn't. But then as soon as I said it, I was reminded of when TSA did stop you recently.
And every time. I get stopped every time. I'm so stupid. I always have water in my thing. And, like, they never find the drugs. It's like, that's the best part. Okay, so, of course, I'm like, "Oh, my God, I'm going to jail." And they're like, "You had water, sir." And I'm like, "God, you guys are stupid." Just kidding. If anyone from the TSA is watching this, totally kidding. Drugs are bad, kids. Okay. So Kristen's like, "This is a massively huge deal for me. Now that Lisa's let me come here, like, we're totally besties. Like, I can imagine, like, being at her house and, like, being by the pond with baby miniature horses."
I feel like Kristen around miniature horses is, like, not a, I mean, here's the thing. I just have memories from last week on Beverly Hills or 2 weeks ago when Denise Richards came over and they let the miniature horses out of the pen and they started running around like crazy around the table. I could just imagine like that overstimulating Kristen, and either she just starts like flopping around like crazy or she just joins in and then it's just like Kristen and two miniature horses running around a table until they're all tuckered out.
I mean, if horses could talk, because you know that they would see Kristen walk in and be like, "We're miniature. We're not donkeys. Get her out of here."
I love the idea that those miniature horses become elitist. Like, yeah, Hanky Panky, could you please remove this one? Thanks.
Okay, so then guess who shows up?
Is it the maestro?
Maestro!
Maestro Nicolaine! Oh! It's too bad he arrived after Katie looked at the gears and said, "It's like moving art." He really would have appreciated that assessment.
I like that Katie's seen like one Movado commercial and she thinks she's a fucking poet now.
It's like moving art. It's like very Jeff Koontz, but with gravity. Shut up, Katie.
So Sheena and Lala and Mama arrive, and Lala's like, "Did you guys plan to match your outfits?" And Sheena's like, "Well, no, like, here's what happened. I was wearing black, and then he was wearing black too, and I was like, oh my god, I'm wearing black right now, and you're wearing black too, and then we did it, but we're not dating, like, we're just, he's my person, like, that's all it is, not like we're dating, this is what about wearing black, it's like so crazy, I think we're meant to be together, not that I'm saying that, because I really don't care, I'm not looking for a relationship right now, I totally want it to be a lot of
Oh my god, Sheena, she's just in her own show this year, honestly.
Yes, I like it. They're like pushing Sheena out and she's like, "I don't care. I'll just do my own fucking show. What do I care?" Like, Sheena doesn't even know that she's not on camera half the time.
I think that she's not totally fully aware of really what's happening on. So then everyone gathers in the front because they're told, okay, like, the TomToms are arriving. But there was some drama because they ran out of gas on the street, so they had to push their sidecar to the nearest gas station.
I thought of goggles that match the gloves that match the shoes, and a sidecar that matches the motorcycle, everything, down to the scarves. And I forgot to put gas in them.
They also, though, started off heading towards Melrose and then suddenly wound up on the Sunset Strip. I'm like, this is not a proper route to get to TomTom, okay? Like,
hey, that cost him $15,000, okay? I don't blame him. I would be too. Be like, "Hi, Sunset Strip. Hello, the Valley."
Yeah, hello, the Valley.
Hello, Burbank IKEA.
Hey, don't tease me with IKEA FOMO. So I really wanted to go to IKEA last night. But So anyway, so they eventually show up, and Lisa Vanderpump is like, it looks like the most ridiculous, most preposterous choice ever, and yet it's perfect. Mini maestros!
Take it away, Bubba Orchestra. Bubba dumpling. Bubba dumpling.
So then they open some champagne. Everybody's super excited, and they go to the outside section to sit at one of those big tables. And Sheena, there's not enough room for Sheena or something, yeah. Which typical, this fucking cast, of course, is like, take two of those chairs. You know, Stassi walked right in there and was like, could we have two of these chairs removed from this table? We won't be using those. Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Thanks. There's too many here. Nick Elaine, you're almost a maestro, but maybe too many chairs at the central table. Let's put them all over there in the corner.
Nick Elaine is maestro. Sheena is wystro. Okay? Yeah. Why?
So Sheena just goes to a side table with Adam. She's like, I don't think we're going to fit. Like, we're just going to sit over here. Like, we're not a couple, and that's, like, a couple's table. And I just want to reiterate, we're not a couple. Look how chill I'm being about, like, not talking about our coupledom, which we don't even have.
And then Vanderpump comes through for us. First she says, like, hello, darlings. Welcome to a place none of you losers will ever have a job at. Happy retirement, old cast. Welcome to the new cast. Logan, walk down here with some martinis. But she says hi and everything. But then she tells us, she's like, at the Daily Mail party, we passed appetizers. I was ignored by Kyle Richards. And there was no money changing hands. But tonight, it's business, envelope, business.
Mail envelopes everywhere. Yeah. So they're all ordering drinks. I don't know if you noticed Lance Bass was in the background. I felt bad. They didn't even give him, like, a cutaway shot. He was just, like, in the blurred, like, out-of-focus part of the screen. I was like, you know, that's Lance Bass back there, by the way. So, anyway, so...
Was Lance Bass raised without a bottle? Because he is constantly thirsty, okay? You have had enough to drink, Lance Bass. Stop being in the background of everything I watch ever, okay? I was watching Stargate Atlantis the other day, and I could have sworn Lance Bass was in the back.
Hey, he's working, okay? Where's Chris Kirkpatrick, okay? He's not in the background of Tom Tom opening night.
Also, why did I say Stargate Atlantis? What a random... It's so old, and of course I wasn't watching Stargate Atlantis.
Don't try to walk that one back. You were watching it. I don't think I've ever... How does Stargate Atlantis work? Because isn't Atlantis underwater and Stargate in the space?
I literally don't know. I've never seen that show. I don't even know why that came into my mind.
Is it a real show, Stargate Atlantis? Now it sounds exciting. Babylon 5, maybe. So, yeah, so Brittany is like, they're all ordering drinks. And, you know, in case anyone forgot, previously on Brittany's Life, she has an ulcer. And she's not allowed to have citrus, alcohol, or spiciness. So she goes, well, I'm just going to order a chilled, I'd like a chilled tequila shot. And Jack's like, honey, your stomach. And she's like, well, that's why I'm doing it, because I can have all these beautiful mixed drinks. And the doctor said the less beautiful your drink is, the better it is for your stomach.
He's like, come on. I don't think you should be having that. Your stomach. She's like, but that's why it's chilled. That's why it's chilled,
and I'm going to spread out. I only have a couple of shots. I'm like, I don't think that's how ulcers work. I don't think ulcers are like, no, as long as you don't rush me, I'll be fine down here. It doesn't really work that way.
And then Jax, who is now like the nicest person on television, don't doubt it, people. Do not doubt it. Jax is like, well, you know, we're going to be getting married and having babies soon, so... I just want to make sure she's healthy because she's going to be my wife, my baby mama. I'm like, shut up, Jax. And then it cuts back to Brittany sucking on a lime, which she's also not supposed to have. She just said she got a shot instead of tequila because there's no acidity in the shot. And then she's sucking on a lime.
Literally, like, going directly to the source of the acid. Like, not even, it's like an undiluted acid from citrus.
Yeah, she's a total dumb. So in related pretending not to be drinking anymore news, Lala's like has a Cosmopolitan and she's like, oh, this has no alcohol. It just has soda water instead. It's just as good. Mm-hmm. And America was like, you know what? I'm sick of your lies. That is not true. Yeah. Soda water is not as good. But thanks for playing, lady.
Yeah, I had a dream the other night that I went to Rand's house, and it was like really had a really big living room, but a really small, outdated kitchen, and I got mad.
I'm mad that you even had that dream. I'm mad too. That that's in your in your subconscious. It's disgusting.
It is.
It's not fair to be mad at people for their private thoughts, but I'm literally mad at you right now.
Can I tell you what was made the dream worse? What? Is that I was running a marathon, and the marathon was taking place inside Rand's house. It was like we're going to run for like, it was a half marathon, and we're going to run for a half marathon's worth from like his living room down to the basement and back up again. So it was on top of being in Rand's house, it was also a marathon.
Marathon.
I mean, talk about a nightmare.
R rasp.
Wow, well, what a disgusting dream.
Yeah.
I like Britney's dream better later in the episode, I have to say. Now, that's a dream I can stand behind.
Britney's dream is pretty amazing. also amazing, Tom's mom. She's so cute. She has a nice little dress on, and she's like, her name is Terry, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm so proud, Tom. He's done so many good things now. Oh, God, so proud.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of the restaurant. So Vanderpump goes over to everybody, and she's like, hello. Oh, hello, Kristen. I'm so glad you're here. Tom, Tom, made by Nicolaine. It's a maestro. And Kristen's like, thanks, Lisa. What a beautiful job. Like, seriously? Whoa. The roof, the floors, the waiters, their outfits. Like, seriously? Good work, bro. Good work. What?
Do you have any hay?
She's like, hey, Lisa. What is it, Kristen? I've already said hello. No, I'm giving you my order. My waiter hasn't been here.
I'd like a plate of hay, please.
Hey, now. No, I meant hey, now. I've been waiting for like 20 minutes.
The idea of Kristen going into a restaurant ordering hay is hilarious because I can actually see her ordering it and then just sticking her face in it and just eating hay.
You know, that's the worst thing that we ever said was that their horse face number went in horse. That is so, so rude. And I feel guilty every time you say it because I just egg you on. And look, I'm the nice one sitting over here.
No, but this is not. But this is a separate analogy. Like,
yes.
So we called them Horse Face 1 and Horse Face 2. That was Chris and Katie back in the day because when the show started, they were obnoxious in a different way. They were really obnoxious about, like, we're pretty. And if you're not pretty, like, if, like, only pretty people work here. If you're not, then, like... like, sorry, like, whatever, sucks to be you. So we're like, whatever, you're
like, we're
two
like
horse
models.
Faces.
Ugh.
So we're just like, whatever.
Models at Sir, okay? You have to be hot. And
so
we're just like,
what
them... are you, models, sugar cubes?
Yeah, so we're like, whatever, you're just like two horse faces, whatever. We're just like really, like, it was like, we were very reactive. So we called them that for like two or three seasons, maybe four. It was fun, and it just was like a funny thing. But I don't know, I just feel like the times have changed, and it just feels like really nasty now, and it just, so we just sort of don't do it anymore. The hay thing is mainly more reference...
fun.
Still fun.
The thing about the present is we still say shitty things. We just pretend we're sorry for them for a while.
Well, I
see?
Do feel a little guilty.
Do you like how that works?
I do. But no, I just feel like the hay thing is a totally separate thing. It's not saying that she looks like a horse face. It's just that, like, she has a very sort of, like, giraffe slash horse, like, personality qualities. You know? Like, you know? Like, she's actually become more horsey-like. I'm not saying that she is a horse face. She just, like, when she fell over, they keep showing that clip of the horse, I mean, of her falling over. And, like, the way her legs, like, tumble around each other is very much like a hoofed animal, you know? So it's more just about, like, her movement than it is, like, her physical, like, her appearance, you know, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. So now...
Inside the Joke with Ben Mandelker.
Inside the Ben studio. Inside the Ben studio.
When you made that joke about the hay. No.
What were you feeling?
What were you feeling? Well,
about
thank you for
the horse face joke.
You know, it was a multi-layered thing. It was a reference to what we used to call her and also a reference to the miniature horses. At Lisa's house that chased Kristen around the table.
All right, darling. Let's move on! So
the Toms arrive.
Stassi's like, oh my god, hi Tom, you look like the owner of Tom Tom. And then Katie's like, hey Baba, you look like the owner of Tom Tom. I was like, no one's falling for it, Katie, okay? And if someone's ignoring you, the way to get their attention is not to start talking to them in baby voice. It's the most fucking obnoxious thing I've ever heard, Katie.
The way your face just contorted and shook on TV Party was absolutely amazing.
It infuriates me, okay? Like, no, well, like Kyle. Well, yeah. There's always one, but especially, oh, Katie. Worse.
So anyway, so, yeah, he's totally ignoring her. And Stassi's like, yeah, Tom, he gets distracted by pretty shiny things like this bar and Tom Sandoval, which I'm like, ah, that's funny. But also, by the way, this bar is his job and he hasn't had a job for the past like 9 years. So like, let's let him get distracted by it because he's never been distracted by anything that like had any sort of semblance of responsibility before.
And Tom Sandoval may not be new, but he certainly is shiny. Whoa, that guy is buffed more than a, like a high school gym floor. Like he is buffed. I'm jealous. I'm like, where are your pores? How does your skin breathe? You know, yeah, like I'm worried that his skin is suffocating.
He shaves his face like Caroline Manzo, right?
Didn't I do that? And I look like I'm 97 years old.
No, you don't. In fact, this lighting is very flattering on you.
On here, wait till you see the Crappins on demand. I look like an old man standing out in front of the. In front of the house, like, you darn kids, get off the lawn with your birds and your limes.
Birds and your limes. I like limes. So,
Hey, that's healthy, limes!
So Sheena's like, hey, Adam, I wish you were coming with me to Mexico. I'm gonna miss you. What are you gonna do without me? He's like, I'm gonna get a lot done. Like, I'll be able to pretty much do anything I want, really.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna have a life again. And she's like, oh my God, you're gonna make me normal. And he's like, I'm unfollowing you from every social media account ever, okay? I don't even want to hear shit from you while you're gone.
Yeah, that's so funny.
That's so romantic. Like, he's my person. I'm like, we're not even dating. It's my brother.
Hey, have you ever gone down an invisible slide on a skyscraper? You wanna do that? So
she did that with Orange Robbie. Yes, oh, that, by the way, what a romantic date.
They really abandoned that storyline, by the way. So,
dude, that's what happens with Robbie, okay? You can only take so. At first, you're like, oh my God, are those abs real or are they implants? You know? How is he so orange? Is that a wig?
I looked up.
You spend 5 minutes with him and it's like, get him the fuck out of here, fucking Orange Robbie.
I looked up ab implants today because you mentioned them so much. I was like, I need to start being able to see what they look like, so I actually did a Google image search on them to help educate myself.
Yeah, aren't they crazy? And someone on Facebook was asking if we really think Jordan has ab implants. Yes, I really
I don't
do
know. I can't
no
tell
skinny person has abs like that. That's, they're like outside of his body. It's almost like they're taped on, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. All I gotta say is that I'm now seriously considering getting some fake abs. I'm like, you know, they're not so bad.
Go, girl. You can get whatever you want. You can get new muscles, arm muscles, leg muscles, pecs. You can do whatever you want now. The world is your oyster, darling. The world
is your fake abs. Almost about to segue into Unpretty by TLC, which I really appreciated. So, so now, yeah, so they're making this, so now that Tom and Tom are making the rounds, there's Kyle Chan, and all sorts of stuff, and then Lala starts talking about Mexico, and she's like, I am taking my tits out in front of all of you, and I'm jumping in the ocean, at which point, you know, like, every starfish started, like, swimming towards China, not really. She has lovely tits. Why am I saying that? Why am I shading Lala's tits? They're perfectly beautiful. But then Katie goes,
probably just feel bombarded. Like, it's bad enough being an ocean dweller without, like, some hoe jumping in there like, it's my boobies! They're like, we don't care. We're dolphins.
Yeah, hey, I think it's...
Get out of our house. Put your shirt on.
You just scared away the guppy I was trying to eat for dinner. So, so Katie goes, I'm going to take my tits out. I'm like, like, the most unsexy declaration of all time. Like, yeah. Whining that you want to take your tits out.
Yeah, it's like the minute I finish folding our laundry on the couch in Mexico, I'm taking my tits out and pulling out my inner Lala. And I love how these girls are all like, oh my God, that sounds so fun, pulling our tits out. I'm like, you guys are such hypocrites. But at least they address it because, like Katie says, the first time that Lala, like, took off her tits, and then we see a clip of Katie being like, well, you could not take out your tits in front of my fiance. That would be a nice start. And then she goes back. She's like, those were different times. Yeah, bitch, she didn't have a private plane jet. Rachel card at that time. Yeah, Katie.
Exactly, exactly. So then, yeah, they're all happy because Kristen's gonna be in her own room in Mexico. So that, like, everyone's like very relieved about that, and they're like holding hands and everything.
What happened to Carter? Wasn't Carter coming?
Maybe there was like some League of Legends tournament that he had to attend. Like, oh, mine, maybe there was like a minesweeper convention. He's like, oh babe, I got so far and then I hit that mine.
Spelunker, babe. Gotta stay up.
dude.
It's crazy.
Babe,
gone.
I wish I could come to Mexico, but there's going to be kind of a big Dig Dug tournament happening at Chili's down in Manhattan Beach.
Okay, so they get basically they're all. Are they there yet? Where are we?
So this is where. Yeah, so now they start talking about Raquel.
I don't care if I room alone on this trip, but I would have a lot of screws loose to room with Kristen. Okay, maybe if the hotel room has a door that locks from the outside. It's like, weren't you the one that just went on a rampage? Isn't You're that not most... that far from Kristen, ma'am. Okay,
but isn't that how most doors lock?
No, door lock from the inside. Well, I guess I guess she means like a one way. My parents put that on my room because I was always running away and stuff. So they changed the lock around so they could lock me in, but I couldn't lock them out. So I learned how to climb out the window and scale a 2-story building. That's right.
Really?
Hey, kids. Yeah.
What?
I used to...
What?
Because I was always running away from home. So my parents changed the locks around on my door so they could lock me in. You know? I don't know. Well, but I mean, then, they acted then, wait, like I was like a
But then you
head,
could
okay?
scale a 2-story building. What are you,
No,
Graham
I didn't literally scale
from Game
but I jumped out my window onto the roof and then walked down the roof slope until, like, it was just one story. And then I would jump onto the wall, like the backyard Spider-Man. Wall from the roof.
Wow.
See what I mean? It was good. I was very good, guy. Now, getting back in was not very easy. I was knocking on Romana's window like, por favor! Por favor, accidente.
I accidentally broke out of my bedroom and climbed off the roof. And
yeah, so she had to sneak me back in.
Por favor. So anyway, okay, so Lala starts talking about Raquel and everything, and she's like, yeah, it ended by getting me getting very Lala. Am I right, everyone? But meanwhile, Lisa Vanderpump sits down right behind her, and then she's like, Lala. Lala, come over here. Lala. So Lala goes and sits with Lisa, and Lisa's like, what happened at brunch? Now, this is odd because Billie Lee was there. Like, she was in the background. So it was weird that Lisa didn't bring both of them together.
Oh, God. Well, Lisa was probably like, listen, we've already had to pay Billie Lee for 3 episodes this season. Or we need this money for the broom closet DJ stand. Do not make me bring Billie Lee in here.
Yeah. So, so Lisa's like, well, I heard that things got crazy, you know, and Lala's like, what? No. With me and Billie? No, everything was fine. And then you see immediately a flashback of Lala going, get the fuck out of my face, ho. Doing a head punch, you know? And Lala's like, I just felt extremely disrespected, but I wasn't aggressive at all.
Yeah. And she's like, well, what happened with Jamesy, my little broken winged bird? And she's like, James, let me think. James popped in. We had a very civilized conversation.
Very civilized, yeah.
Yeah,
very
and then
polite.
He left.
Yeah, and I think I handled myself very, very nicely. And we just see Lala being like, fuck you, you had my vagina, now go fuck yourself.
Yeah, congratulations, you got a piece of Lala. I was like, that's like the office cake, you know? It's like, who's excited to get a piece of office cake? Literally everybody is offered the office cake, Lala.
Yeah, although I actually really enjoy office cake.
I also enjoy Lala, you know? But see, both infuriate me at the same time. So.
One of the sad things about podcasting is that we don't have any office cake. It's very sad. We don't have a lovely person.
I have an office chocolate muffin. Would you like a little bit?
I have a little bit of Grater's dark chocolate from Cincinnati still here. That's what I have. So then Lisa Vanderpump brings Sheena over, and she's like,
Sheena! One of my most reliable waitresses. Tell me, how was Lala?
And Sheena's basically like, well, Lala was crazy. She yelled at everyone. And then, like, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm trying to be here, like, making out with Adam, who we're not in a relationship with. He's just like my friend. Anyway, she was crazy.
Like, well, that's not my person. We're not dating at all because I'm dating Adam. Well, really, I'm not dating him. Well, it was a bit. She was really mean.
And Lala's like, Shishu totally does not have my back right now. It's like, really? Because you haven't had Shishu's back all fucking season, Lala. Enjoy the retribution.
Yeah. Wasn't it at the last reunion, the big thing was that she, like, Lala took everyone on the PJ except for Sheena to go to Vegas or something like that?
Sorry. Yes. And that's just didn't happens. Like them because the other girls didn't want her to like Sheena, which is totally happening all yeah. over again. So Lisa, enjoy your just desserts.
So Lisa goes, Sheena, you're the most professional waitress I've ever had. And she's like, thank you.
And Lala was like,
also makes me question Vanderpump's hiring practices if Sheena is like the apex. So Lisa's like, well, then how was James? And she's like, James was very professional. So now Lisa's like, her mind is blown because she's like, well, James was telling the truth. Kind of a first for James Kennedy. Ooh, zing, truth zing on me.
Yeah, and Lala's like, yeah, well, I guess in hindsight, I should have respected Lisa Vanderpump and not yelled at them in her restaurant. I should have dragged those bitches by their hair outside.
Yeah. So then Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz start to have like a moment where they're getting sentimental, like, whoa, what's happening? Da, 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 da. And Tom Sandoval's like, dude, I'm going to make you a drink. He's going to have a drink in his own bar, dude. And Tom Schwartz is like, oh, this is amazing. I only wish my wife were here to see it all. Oh.
I wish that couch could give up my wife for just one night. And Katie's standing right there by him like, Papa. And he just completely ignores her, which brought me such joy.
Actually, he does acknowledge her briefly because he literally says, Baba, where have you been? Which is so hilariously, like, it's not passive aggressive, but it's like, was it negging? It's like she's been there. She's literally been next to him the entire time and like in the back room. Like, there's only been like two places that she's been. And he's like, whoa, where have you been? Is just knowing how that must have driven Katie mad just made me like double.
Well, what's she supposed to do? Be like, oh, Bubba, look, it's my new restaurant, it's my new drinks. He's busy, he's at work, it's his opening night, it's not about you, biatch.
Yeah.
But I just have to point out how Sheena says congratulations because she comes up to the bar and she goes,
I have issues with nasal fricatives.
Sheena is killing it this season, okay? Sheena's the only person bringing it this season. She's fucking like three gay guys at a time, and she's more Muppet Show than ever. I am for you, Sheena. I stand for Sheena.
But she did move to the West Side, which is a huge drawback.
I don't go to her house. What do I care? I mean, as long as the camera crew will drive there, what the fuck do I care? I don't know you.
So then Tom and Tom are having a moment, and Tom Schwartz is just like cheering to everyone, and Kitty's like, I'm gonna go back to the back room. I'm gonna go, and he's like just fully, like not listening. She's like, okay, all right, bye. I'm just gonna go back.
And maybe worse, he's like making jokes with Jax. Like, you're not only being ignored, you're being ignored for Jax. Yeah. I mean, that's a low blow.
Meanwhile, Brittany gives us an insight into how she's going to avoid having another ulcer flare-up. She's like, well, see, I got like a mini shot here, and I got a big shot here, and so every time I want like a big shot, I pour into the mini shot, and I have a little bit of that, and then I have some lime, and then I have a bunch of acid juice. It's fun.
I'm not supposed to be drinking margaritas. Now I'm eating them.
See, instead of drinking spicy food and acidic food and alcohol, what I'm doing is dipping a hot pepper into tequila and then lime juice and eating that.
Hey, they didn't say I was supposed to stop eating acidic food. They said I was supposed to stop eating acidic food.
No,
sorry, Jewish people. Love your hats.
I will no longer be eating dreidels.
Dreidel pot pie, bye bye.
I'm not gonna eat any more bagels, but you know what? I don't even know how people eat those in the first place. Who doesn't like a bird?
The first time I saw a bagel, I said, "There's a hole in your story, mister."
What's the difference between a bagel and a seagull?
What?
I was asking. Because they're supposed to be birds that fly over water.
So now there's like, you know, sentimental moments about the bar. I just wrote down reflections on the bar, etc. They opened it.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a very self-congratulatory thing, you know, which is fine. You know, you guys deserve it. Have fun being positive. I hope, can't wait to watch you rip each other apart next week, okay?
Yeah.
Because all this happiness is giving me a headache.
Yeah, I say congratulations, but please, can we add some booster seats to those bar stools at TomTom? Because when you sit at them, your chin is resting on the bar top. Like, Nick Elaine, what sort of torture do you have in mind for us? It is the most uncomfortable situation. Why would you do that to us? Please, make those bar stools taller. Please, I beg. I beg of you, Nick Elaine.
I met new people at this party last night, which was weird because I'm like, when do I know new people?
Yeah.
But I was talking to them about Watch What Crappens, and they're like, oh my God, have you been to TomTom? I can't. I love TomTom. Oh my God, TomTom's amazing. It's like, oh, wow, TomTom's really taken off.
It's a good bar. It really is. But those bar stools, I mean, like, what was Nick Elaine thinking? So anyway, ultimately they decide to put Lisa Vanderpump in the sidecar, and she's like, no, I couldn't, I mustn't, no, I'm not sure about this, no.
How could I possibly be on a little motorized bicycle?
I love how she was screeching down the road. She's really cute, Lisa Vanderpump, everybody. Leave her alone about that goddamn dog, all right?
I know.
I'm already mad enough, 80, internet.
I know. Well, now I feel like TomTom, they need to have a sidecar on their menu, right?
Oh, I'll bet they do.
Oh, we must consult with Sly and Pandy. We'll call it the Pandy Sly Sidecar. The Slide Car. Get it!
Sly will be like, all right, listen here, guys. Tasted your pussy drink, the sidecar. And I gotta tell you, I'm fucking amazed by it. Great job. All right, it's going on the menu. That'll cost $30,000, Vanderpoop.
Listen, you know what? I look at your sidecar. You know what I see? A bunch of shit. How about you take some rubbing alcohol, put it on top of some sawdust, and call it a day? Now, let me try what you drank. You know, it's delicious. It's fucking delicious.
It's delicious.
Congratulations.
It's really
great. You know,
great
job,
really
guys. Great
you know,
work.
Great job, sidecar. Whoa. Hey, sidecar, you car, we all car for sidecar. Am I right, guys? Teamwork. Sly, the new captain of the new Below Deck.
She's Captain Sandy and Captain Lee. Working at
we
a
could
bar,
just,
a bar
we could
consultant.
Just keep using our standard captain voice for the new captain on the new Below Deck. Sly.
All right, you know what we're going to do? You're about to crash this goddamn boat into the side. Actually, it was a great parking. Great
you
parking.
You know what I
want to
do?
Great.
I want to make a cocktail sanctuary with two anchors, cocktails in the middle, and maybe some Branzino to go on the side.
Okay, so then they're getting ready to go to Mexico now. So Jax and Brittany are at home, and he's like, I'm responsible, Jax, now. You think we should really be going on a trip when we're planning our wedding? Shut up, Jax. No one is buying your Donna Reed bullshit, okay? Mm-hmm. And Brittany's like, well, maybe we can talk about flowers. I want to get wild flowers. He's like, wild flowers? Can you just get those on the side of the road? Why do I have to pay for wild flowers? Which I have to say, you know,
it's
even
a
broken clock is right.
Yeah, even a broken even a broken clock with a few STDs is right twice a day.
Yeah.
The broken clock has
to pee eventually.
He has a fair point, you know, maybe. You know, but she's like,
this isn't a democracy. It's a Britocracy. Get it?
Oh, God help us. You know, I read the news and I'm like, it is a Britocracy in this country right now. It really is.
It is. A Britocracy. It's like the opposite of a meritocracy.
It's a Britocracy.
So now Tom Sandoval's packing.
What's wrong with colluding with Russia? I mean, are we all friends?
It's like, oh, Britocracy. God. Don't get all mad, everybody. It's okay. Okay.
Wow. What a sharp indictment on a political
system. That's really why I talk politics all the time. Mueller!
You know, when growing up, I wanted to be a Mueller. I loved playing with the mules, but I was like, I don't know, maybe there's something better for me in life.
Okay, move on. Wrap it up.
So now Tom Sandoval's he's packing up hats, and he's like,
dude, packing hats used to be so stressful, but now I have this hat box and everything's not stressful anymore.
And Ariana's like, I'm going to go back to doing tutorials to no one in my mirror.
Okay, so then let's get to Mexico, shall we?
Well, fine. I just have to have a moment left where I look through my notes to find out where Mexico is, because I have all sorts of notes about Kristen saying things like, I'm not a bad traveler. Kristen also saying to Carter, I just need everyone to be positive on this trip, and I don't know why they keep giving me shit.
Yeah, Kristen, she's like, I'm a good traveler. Have we had some snafus? Yeah, I mean, I guess a couple. And then we get the montage of Kristen just being a fucking nightmare and throwing drinks on everybody. I mean, when even Lala and James are confused about what the fuck you're doing with your life, you've really fucked up, Kristen, okay?
Yeah. There was also,
and thank God you're still on this show.
Yeah, there was also a weird scene where Bo dressed up as a dinosaur, which I really didn't understand. It didn't make sense to me.
Yeah. So, well, anyway, he's just, like, being cute and stuff, and, like, he's like, I'm a good boyfriend. Aw, shucks, I'm so nice. And I'm like, you're a serial killer. I still don't trust you. Too nice. I don't trust people that nice, okay?
Because he had to take time to blow that thing up. And then Stassi acts like she was so surprised. I'm like, didn't you hear your boyfriend in the other room inflating a dinosaur for 25 minutes? Like, what did you think was happening out there?
And she has to work, so she's all pissed off. And he's like, yeah, I'm kind of scared of going on this trip, Stassi. I mean, what if you go all birthday on me? Which is a verb now, you know? What if you go
Bo birthday on me? Going all she's birthday like, on. That's called going all Stassi. That's like your girlfriend, but that's your girlfriend.
Yeah. And Stassi's like, yeah, but we made that deal that if I go all birthday on you, then I'll go down on you. And he's like, I'm going to piss her off every 2
all
seconds
the time
of this trip. Yeah.
So they now everyone arrives at LAX, and Sheena's getting out of her Uber with like a bunch of like pink luggage that's like made out of concrete. And she's like, my morning workout. I'm surprised then, that she didn't have like a little moment where she said, you know, one of the good things about living in Marina Del Rey is that I'm like so close to LAX, so I could just like wake up and come over here. Because that's what all Marina Del Rey people say.
Oh my God, I cannot believe she didn't say that, because that is such a West Side. And, you know, rightly so. Like, you're right there. You get to hear those airplanes every night put you to sleep. I'm sure it's so relaxing.
I don't know. Marina Del Rey people love bragging about how close they are to LAX. Like, it's an accomplishment, okay?
I live by an airport now. Okay, so, yeah. Oh, and then we get Lala. She's like, I don't even remember the last time I flew commercial. I mean, there's usually people here to help me with my thing. This is nuts. I'm like, is there no rich person to blow at LAX, Lala? You're slipping, okay? You know where their first class door is. Get your lips suckered and get over there, lady.
Yeah, also, like, not a charming statement to make. I don't know. Like, we fly with assistants usually, and they carry my bags and my passport. I just have to take care of this. Like, you know what, Lala? It's like, it's not working for me right now. It's not.
Yeah. It's so, like that Pretty Woman scene where Pretty Woman goes in, Julia Roberts goes in to buy clothes, and the lady's snotty to her, but it's reversed. You know, yeah. It's like the hoe comes in to buy the clothes, and she's the one who's rude to the lady.
Yeah.
You know? It's not how it works. It wouldn't have been a good movie like that, Lala.
Yeah, Lala's like, big mistake, huge. And they're like, actually, we actually pulled some looks for you, and we thought we might sell them to you, and this is the first time you've been in our store.
And she's like, you not only sound boring, you look boring, you dumb hoe. Stupid hoe.
So, Delta Airlines, God bless them, they know what's up. They know, they're like, you know what, we heard some stories that this season isn't as good as the other one, so let us help you. So they upgraded Sheena and Schwartz to first. And left everyone else in coach. And Katie walks on and sees Schwartz just sitting in his seat. And she's like, trade me. Like, with that, like, it's like maybe supposed to be a joke. But it's, she's like, really, she's
no,
like,
she
I deserve
joking.
This.
She was like, trade me. I'm your wife.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pulling rank. I'm your wife. Trade me. Fuck off, Katie. Okay.
Yeah. It was so obnoxious. I mean, here it's because I don't know. Like, I would never, if Dom got upgraded to first class, you know what I would say? I would say, send me back a cocktail. That's all I would say.
Well, look, in Katie's defense, I cannot believe I'm actually going to do this.
Please.
If the guy gets a free first class ticket, of course, he should say, babe, I got a first class ticket. Do you want to take it?
Yes, of
and
course.
And then she, as a good partner, should say, no, this is a trip celebrating you and your restaurant, and I want you to have it, but thank you so much for offering. That's so sweet. That's what a nice couple would do.
That's what a mensch would do, and that's what a gentleman would do. I actually 100% agree with you.
But he doesn't offer because he knows that she'll be like, fuck yes. I'll take it. Yeah. And also, he knows that she's going to try and take it anyway, because it's like marrying your obnoxious little sister. I don't have an obnoxious little sister.
He didn't realize she was coming on the trip.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Huh?
He didn't realize she was even coming on the trip, so of course he didn't offer it. He's like, wait, you're coming too? Were you at LAX also with us? Are you sure?
He's like, wait a minute, who's folding the laundry on the couch?
Is that laundry just going to fold itself? Okay.
Honey, did we get a couch sitter at least?
But then the thing is this, though. Katie tries to, wrap this up she tries to angle it as if this is, another example of him abandoning her. So she's like, I love flying with Tom because, we'll watch a movie together and, share headphones. And, but we can't because he decides to take a luxury vacation up in first class. I'm like, oh, please, shut up. You watch a movie together and share headphones. Ugh, talk about codependency. You have to watch Marley and Me for a 10th time.
By the way.
What?
Get your own AirPods, by the way, okay? Yeah. And I'm not watching The Notebook with you again with your gross earwax in my ear, Katie. Get out of here. I'm sitting for
a not going to watch another Blake Lively movie with you with your wired headphones.
Is Blake Lively good or evil? I just don't know the twist, Katie. Oh, look. What is it?
Blake Lively in a pantsuit, but she also fell for someone.
Does having lesbian scenes make you a lesbian? I don't care, Katie.
Oh, look, Blake Lively and a shark. Who's going to survive?
Okay, so
Tom,
she's
I really
already
wanted to watch the Meg with you.
So she's already a monster. So we see what everybody's doing on the plane, and everybody's listening to Beats, basically their Beats headphones. And then it shows Sheena eating in first class, and it's hilarious because, poor people like us, I've been upgraded to first class before, and I acted like Sheena. I could not believe it. When they brought me hot food, I was like,
look, I'm eating food on an airplane. That's hot.
To be fair, that Sheena always acts like she got special treatment on an airplane. She's like, yeah, I was on an airplane and they gave me a Biscoff cookie. It was pretty cool. They must have seen me on TV.
I totally got upgraded to the seat that's in between two people. It was nuts. Those are hard seats to get.
People were so excited to sit with me that they actually put me in a middle seat. I was like, oh my God.
So then we go over to Villa Rosa. Oh, let's have a somber scene about alcoholism and after schoolishness foolishness.
So James comes over to hang out with Max, and so he comes into Villa Rosa and he's like, I wish I was in Mexico, and so he and Max are playing pool, and Lisa comes by and goes, why are you playing pool? Stop and come and have a cup of tea with me. I'm like, Lisa, they are two young men in their 20s. Why would they not play pool? She acts as if it's they are murdering someone. Why are you doing such a thing? Stop it. That's terrible.
I just feel bad for Max and Pandy because it's their mother is a big box of glitter, And it's they're just no one ever wants to be around Max and Pandy. It's James said, Max is a good bloke and everything, but I'd rather be in Mexico. I'm like, how everyone probably says that when they're with Max. It's here I am with Max. He's nice, but God, I'd rather be in Mexico, Give Max a break. What did he ever do to anybody but work hard?
Max is so lovely, and I always tell the story about the time when I was stopped in an intersection, and he was crossing it, and the light started to turn yellow for him, and he was a good pedestrian, and he accelerated to a fast trot. And, give a little wave. And I'm like, you know what? That, a lot of people in LA do not do that. If anything, they do the reverse. They slow down. So I was like,
it's
forever
a considerate
has my
person
respect.
Thinking of other people's feelings. You'll never make it in this town. Next!
By the way, poor James. Not only is he not in Mexico, he then has to sit and have tea with Lisa. It's nothing against Lisa, but I just think I feel like spending your afternoon drinking tea instead of being at Mexico partying. I used to have a friend in high school. I'd go over to her house and she's like, do you guys want tea? And we'd always have to sit and drink tea. And it's just it just felt sad.
Yeah, I think it's sharp objects. If the mom's offering you tea, she secretly wants to murder you or something, never trust tea. So they're having tea. And this is no different because Lisa's just going to grill James. It's like, so, Jamesy, Ramsey, Damesy, Damesy.
What about alcoholism?
Let us discuss it.
Are you an alcoholic? And he's like, no, Lisa. No, I'm not an alcoholic. I haven't been naughty. I've been a good boy, Lisa.
Good boy.
I've been a good boy. Did you ask anyone if I was telling you the truth about not yelling at anyone at work the other day, Lisa? I've been a good boy.
I've been a good boy. I've been really good, Lisa. I haven't drunk in at all. All right. How much have you had? Oh, well, I had... Oh, that was a trick question, wasn't it? Well, Lisa, I'm a good boy. I haven't had anything to drink. She's like, well, how many beers? She's like, have you had anything to drink? He's like, well, you mean total or just the past day?
Yeah, he goes, total? I mean, since all of this? I'm like, okay, yeah, since you've been pretending not to drink anymore, James. That's what she's asking. And he's like, I've had one beer this entire time with my dad because I deserved it. It was congratulations. He wanted me to have it, Lisa. He wanted me to. And then they said, James is such a fucking liar. He doesn't even tell the truth about what he's drinking with his dad. They cut to him drinking, and James is like, it's like an Orange Julius, but with alcohol in it, Papa.
Oh, like, I thought that was like from last year. Was that like when he was, because they were at Toca Madera, which I also thought was hilarious. He said, I had one beer with my dad at Toca Madera.
Oh, okay. So they were just showing the clip from last year.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then James is like, you know, he has, you know, in his defense, he says, beers go with tacos like crumpets and tea. I mean, I had to have one. I had to, Lisa.
The shakes go with James Kennedy like meat and tacos, okay? So, yeah, he's basically lying because he tells us, he's like, yeah, I haven't even been drinking. I mean, I didn't have a drink today. I didn't have a drink yesterday. I didn't have a drink the day before. Actually, I did. I had a drink the day before, but, you know. And his argument is like, listen, bitch, I'm 26 years old. I was having a good time. I'll drink if I want to. It doesn't make me an alcoholic. And she's like, but Jamesy Wamesy, have you lost your job over it? And he's like, yes. Have you lost your friends over it? I'm like, none of those things are real. You're just making things up. Now, it's like asking me, like, Ronnie, are you drinking too much? Did you lose your Mercedes-Benz over it? Yes, you did. This is all fake. You're just making things up now.
Yeah. So, and then James goes, you know what? I bow out at the Tom Tom opening. I don't yell back at Lala. And no one sees the good I'm doing. I'm like, congratulations. You did two things that were vaguely human. And now you want, like... that you want like a giant hug.
Yeah, he is ridiculous. He's like, nobody, I'm doing good. All they want to do is concentrate on the bad. I'm like, you've done a lot of bad, okay? Get over it. You just fucking baby. Yeah. Stop your crying.
My dad was proud of me.
Star he getting said, up out of bed.
He said, I deserve a beer. My dad, he said, I deserve a beer.
She's like, what kind of father is Ansel?
What is his name? Anvil.
It's like, I don't know. But,
she's like, your father, Ansel Adams?
What sort of father takes beautiful photos and then tells his alcoholic son to drink a beer? He's Andres.
It's like, that is like telling a sex addict to have sex!
Who would have thought Andres is of poor moral fiber? Who would have thought, based on everything we've seen? I mean, he's living behind the shade that James used to live behind in that guy's apartment.
All he ever does is show up and make James pay for things.
He married that woman.
They're both monsters. James needs to just burn it all down. I don't mean literally kill them, but just cut the cord, darling. Mm-hmm. I will not have you in my life anymore, you users and losers. Okay, so let's go to Mexico.
So Mexico, they've all arrived. They've all arrived. They're in the van heading to the hotel. Kristen's like listening to music and be like, ooh, 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 ooh. I'm in a silent disco.
It's KDM, Christian dance music.
KDM. And Lala's like, Lala can't walk because she's trying to have fun. And they're all like, oh. Stassi's like, I wish I could talk about myself in the third person. That'd be so cool. Which they're all like, ha 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 ha. But you know, if I said that, it would really be just a passive aggressive way of saying, shut up, you sound ridiculous.
It was what she was doing. But while we're on the subject, you could learn that. I mean, you are writing a book. Like, if you're going to start talking about yourself in the third person, now's the time. Do I have a bruise on my face? What's that?
I don't know. I think it's just like an artifact.
Rosacea!
So okay. Now they're at the hotel Musai, and they're getting towels, and they're having like warm towels, everyone, and Sheena's like, gracias! This is like Toca Madera, where Rob did not cheat on me, but where James did cheat on alcohol.
See, this casual Spanish is so cute in this episode. She's like, hola, ¿cómo estás?
Little known fact about me is that I actually can make enchiladas, so I'm basically Mexican.
So they all have these banging rooms.
And Katie's giving Schwartz the cold shoulder. She's basically like not talking to him because she was rage texting him the entire flight, which is hilarious. She spent the entire flight fixating on this stupid thing, texting him saying like, "Oh my god, we've gone backwards, we've regressed. Like I don't know, maybe we shouldn't be married." Blah 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 blah. Like going nuts. And so now she's really mad. And at one point, like, and she's just pissy about everything. Someone goes, "By the way, if anyone has a problem, go to Schwartz's room." And she's like, "Oh, so it's just Schwartz's room? Just Schwartz?" And someone's like, "Well, you're a Schwartz too." She's like, "No, I'm Maloney. Maloney." And Katie's being...
Maloney family name.
Yeah, so she's being all snippy. And Tom's like, "Baba, have you been drinking?" And Lala goes, "You can't do that. If she's upset at something, you can't ask if she's been drinking." Even though that's exactly what Lala does to James. And has been yes. doing James all season long. "Have you been drinking, James?"
Yeah. So then everybody goes up and starts looking at their rooms. And Brittany's like, "Oh my god, I can't look. It's too high.
She's against
it's too high, James."
I wish we were doing this at a live show, because I know the two of us would get up and pretend to be Brittany clutching the wall. She's like, "I can't go near there, right? Yeah. Unless I can have to go over there to tell everyone in Mexico that we're engaged.
So she, we get her backstory of why she has a fear of heights. She's like, "When I was a little girl, I had a dream that I went to see Santa Claus at the mall, and then Santa Claus pushed me over the glass railing over there at the mall. And I've never been able to go near a glass railing again!
Dreams are funny!
Dreams are crazy!"
This explains, like... I like that she has daddy issues even in her dreams. Like, all the males in her life just treat her like shit. Like, Santa Claus throws her off the edge of the mall.
Fucking Santa Claus threw her over the edge. I was like, "Did you try to marry him?"
She because hangs that's on your pattern the glass.
"No, Santa Claus, I be nice."
Oh, I hate to see what happens if she dreamt of Krampus.
She's marrying Krampus. You know this is how it's going to end. This is how it's all going to end. Jax is just going to be like throwing Brittany over the edge of something.
To put her in the bag, drag her to hell. That's what Krampus does, after all. So they go into the room and Jax is like... yeah, there are multiple places in here where we can feed the hog. And the producer's like, what does that mean? He's like, you know, have sex. Like, feed the hog. I don't
know. Yeah, I've never heard that.
I'm just gonna recede into silence on that one. I mean, listen, this flog the dolphin.
Jack fucking is gross enough without him calling it feeding the hog.
But like, I think the reason that mean? I think the reason why they kept that in is because he's like, listen, you gotta feed it. It's hungry. And they kept that in to quickly juxtapose over to Schwartz's room. Yeah, I said Schwartz's room, where Tom and Katie are walking around in silence. And there's just, like, awkward tension lingering over them. And the producers focus in on a little pillow that says, "Relax."
Yeah. So Katie starts right in on Tom.
Falls into she's a hammock.
Like, she goes to the hammock, and he's like, "Well, so are you cranky?" And she's like, "I'm sleeping out here now. Well, I don't even sleep out there. It's the most romantic part of the place." He's like, "Bubba, you're being a wet blanket, you know, unlike a folded blanket, which is how I like you. Would you start folding some laundry? I don't know this, Bubba. Who is this, Bubba?"
She's like, "Well, I'm sorry I haven't seen you much. You don't pay attention to me." He's like, "Bubba, how did you get in here? Were you here all this time?"
"Bubba, I would have gotten you a key card if I knew you were going to be coming over." So he's sick of her because he's just read all her texts. Now she's being a bitch, which she always does on their trips. He's right.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Okay." He's like, "This is classic Katie, and I'm not having it, okay, Bubba? You've ruined like 70% of our relationships." And then we get a montage of Katie just being fucking terrible on every vacation. Yeah. And Katie's hair being even worse on every vacation. I'm like, you've got to hand it to Katie. She can not only up herself in the terribleness department, but her hair can get worse and worse season to season.
It really
can.
That's
pretty impressive.
It really can. And so he's like, "You're delirious and you're acting like a fool." And she's like, "I've been so patient. The last 4 months I've
barely seen you. I'm like, Katie, you're on the couch all day long. How do you not see him? He comes in, comes out. She's like, well, because I think it's somewhere around here, or maybe it's earlier. She's like, he comes in from work, like, after I've gone to sleep, and then, like, I wake up, and he's already off to the gym. I'm like, well, how about you stay up later or wake up earlier? You could do one of those two things.
Yeah. And let's see. So she gets mad. She's just wanting a big fight out of this. So she does that thing you say to somebody when you're just like, fuck you, let's just fight and scream and yell at each other and ruin everyone else's vacation.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, you're right. You're always right. You're right about everything. You're always right. No one else is wrong. And she's like, and you're right about you, and you're right about me, and you're right about sticking up for your friends instead of for me.
Yeah. She goes, how many times have I told you that I miss you? And Tom's like, it's a job. How many times have you told me you wanted me to get a job? I finally have a job. And Kitty goes, just because you have a bar now means you shouldn't be able to neglect your wife. I'm like, Kitty, it's literally like he has a job. Like, that's what having a job is, that you have to actually be somewhere else to do work. Yeah. And meanwhile, next door, they're being really loud. And, you know, Tom's like, shh, be quiet. We're annoying people. And you see Tom and Ariana in their hammock next door. And they're, like, just, like, listening and, like, smiling and enjoying it. They're like, ah, now we know we're on vacation.
Yeah, Katie's going crazy. I guess this is Mexico. Yeah. But it starts a fight with them, too, because she's like, oh, God, there goes Katie again. Well, I guess he could just be more of an adult. And he's like, he is an adult, bro. And he just gives her side eye, and she's like, God, your side eye is amazing.
Which... Well, because he goes, oh, man. He's like, dude, I pay attention more than he does. And she goes, yeah, and you don't pay attention very much. He's like, dude. So Katie's like, stop.
Like, you tried to fit me into a hat box, Tom. Okay.
You tried to pack our helmet. So Katie's like, stop talking and listen. All I need you to do is listen. And Schwartz says, yeah, but the problem is that I don't like the sound of your voice. It's like yeah. Then he goes, it's like a cacophony of noise.
He's like, it's like a cacophony of na 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 na. And I think that needs to be a shirt. A cacophony of blah blah blah. Because that's the best thing that he's ever said.
She was so furious. Like, that was the word that, like, she just, like, stripped off that day. It was like, Tuesday, your word of today is cacophony. And she was, like, gearing up to use it, but he actually saw it first. She's like, fuck you, Tom. That was my word to use today. So Schwartz goes, you know what? Your tone and everything about you is just like, ugh. And she goes, okay, green pants.
Yeah, there's Katie. There's Katie with her good burns. Yeah. Green pants.
You don't sound cute, by the way. You sound like a douchebag. And he goes, yeah, well, you have the EQ of a 14-year-old.
the EQ shaming.
Yeah.
He goes, we just got here, and you don't have the wherewithal to just say, whoa, let's have a nice vacation. She goes, you don't have the wherewithal to be like, I'm a shitty husband. And he's like, well, try being with the same shitty wife for 7 years. And I was like, there you are, you two. Finally. I love when we finally get to see Tom and Katie, because they act like this. Oh, baba, 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 baba. I'm like, you two are full of shit. You abuse each other all day long, okay? Absolutely. And I'm here for it. You both deserve it.
Absolutely. Then it just ends with to be continued. So.
Not to be confused with GCBY, which is the country's best yogurt.
So that was a really great, great way to end that episode. It otherwise had been a pretty, like, ho-hum episode, and then just ends with a nice, nice bit of classic Tom and Katie. What a return to form.
Yes. Will there be decapitations in next week's Mexico trip? Find out. In the meantime, we will be back tomorrow with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Go get your live show tickets for next week. Portland and Phoenix right in a row. Pittsburgh is still for sale, so go get those. We're running low on those tickets, so thank you, Pittsburgh, for buying tickets.
Yeah, there's actually not a lot of Pittsburgh tickets
left. Get them. Go finish up. Yeah. Hey,
Minneapolis also does not have a lot left. Pittsburgh and Minneapolis are both pretty low.
Okay, so go get your ticket. Everybody, we love you so much. This has been like crazy.
It's a crazy.
It's been like crazy.
So super crazy. Bye, everyone.
Bye.